Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, in Montrose County, a local Republican Party dispute mimics broader divisions within the GOP. Scott Reba, simultaneously running for the 3rd District seat on the Montrose County Board of County Commissioners and serving as the chairman of the Montrose County Republican Party, is at the center of this controversy. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, in Montrose County, a local Republican Party dispute mimics broader divisions within the GOP. Scott Reba, simultaneously running for the 3rd District seat on the Montrose County Board of County Commissioners and serving as the chairman of the Montrose County Republican Party, is at the center of this controversy. Critics argue that Reba's dual role could unfairly influence the primary race, providing him with advantages not available to his opponents. Rick Dunlap, another contender for the 3rd District seat, and Ray Langston, a former chairman of the local GOP, have voiced concerns about potential conflicts of interest. Dunlap maintains a cautious stance, expressing hopes for a fair electoral process. While Langston has accused Reba and other party officials of corruption and collusion, allegations that Reba vehemently denies, even suggesting possible legal action against such claims. This local conflict echoes a similar situation at the state level, where Dave Williams, the state GOP chairman who is also running for a congressional seat, faces criticism for holding dual roles. This has sparked debate within the party about the appropriateness of such positions, with some party members calling for Williams' resignation, fearing it could further divide and weaken the party. In response to the controversy, Reba has attempted to alleviate concerns by offering to resign from his chairman role, an offer that was declined by the executive committee. He has also delegated operational duties to the first vice chair, Charlie Oswald, to prevent any appearance of a conflict of interest. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next. In an effort to enrich angling experiences without compromising ecosystem integrity, Colorado Parks and Wildlife will introduce sterile walleye into Ridgway Reservoir in spring 2024. This initiative at Ridgway State Park aims to diversify fishing opportunities while ensuring the conservation of native species in the upper Colorado River Basin. The sterile walleye, bred and sterilized at Pueblo Reservoir and State Fish Hatchery, represents a strategic choice to augment the reservoir's fishing landscape without the risk of uncontrolled reproduction. This careful approach balances enhancing the reservoir's angling appeal with preserving its existing aquatic life and management goals, particularly maintaining the forage base and the trophy brown trout fishery. The stocking of 30,000 fingerlings annually is part of a meticulously planned lake management plan, vetted by local CPW staff and partner agencies. This plan also includes constructing an escapement barrier on the reservoir's spillway to prevent the new inhabitants and smallmouth bass from spreading into downstream waters, showcasing CPW's commitment to responsible wildlife management. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.